Hello and welcome to Radio Havana Cuba's Caribbean Outlook Show. I am Rach Gámez, your host, inviting you to stay with me for the next 10 minutes or so. Today we bring a special program focused on an important CARICOM-related event which took place this week in Saint Lucia. Stay tuned. The 40th regular meeting of the Conference of Heads of Government of the Caribbean Community, CARICOM, was held July the 3rd through the 5th in Saint Lucia. At a press briefing on the important meeting, CARICOM Secretary General Irwin Larroque confirmed the bloc's support for a peaceful resolution in Venezuela.
The principle of non-interference, non-intervention. The issue that there must be dialogue between the opposition and the government. The issue of non-politicization of aid, the issue that there must be a peaceful resolution, the issue of the recognition of the constitution and the rule of law, all of which are principles up to this day that every single member state, whether they recognize Juan Guaido or not, or they recognize President Maduro or not, adhere to those principles, as distinct from others who are demanding that, you know, there be regime change or other avenues. We cannot afford any kind of this thing to escalate into a kind of violent confrontation in Venezuela.
At the summit, outgoing CARICOM chairman, Prime Minister Dr. Timothy Harris of St. Kitts and Nevis, also praised the regional integration grouping for its stance on the economic and political situation in Venezuela, saying it must remain an honest broker in the South American country. "Venezuela is our neighbor," Prime Minister Harris said, "and our member states are being affected by the crisis. For us, this is not a geopolitical game of chess. It is a situation creating hardships for millions of people right on our doorstep, fostering instability in our already fragile economies and exacerbating criminal activity." Incoming CARICOM chairman, the Prime Minister of St. Lucia, Alain Chastanet, also referred to the Caribbean community's principled stance on Venezuela, assuring that that position has not changed. "We have agreed," he said, "that the resolution must be by dialogue, that it must be a Venezuela-made solution, that there should be no military intervention, that the rule of law must apply, and that the humanitarian situation must be addressed. We also re-emphasized," he added, "the notion that the Caribbean region must remain a zone of peace." Regarding the issue of security, Prime Minister Chastanet called for greater collaboration and cooperation among CARICOM members to achieve what he called more significant results in the battle against the flow of illegal drugs and guns, transnational crime, and the heightened incidence of homicides. "History has shown," he said, "that when we join hands, we only get stronger. Our survival, our obligations to our citizens, our legacy, all require that we take the necessary action together." You are tuned into Radio Havana Cuba, which is presenting a new special edition of our regular Caribbean Outlook show. Stay tuned. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres attended the 40th regular meeting of the Conference of Heads of Government of the Caribbean Community as a special guest. The UN Secretary General has been paying close attention to the challenges in the Caribbean community. In 2017, following the devastation by Category 5 hurricanes Irma and Maria in several Caribbean community member states, he visited for a first-hand view and to meet affected residents. Later, he collaborated with his CARICOM counterpart, Ambassador Irwin Larroque, to host the CARICOM UN High-Level Pledging Conference at UN headquarters in November that year to support the rebuilding process and the effort to make the Caribbean community the world's first climate-resilient region. Addressing the 40th regular meeting of CARICOM heads of government, the top UN official focused on issues related to climate change and other obstacles to sustainable development. On the issue of climate change, Guterres called for collective advocacy to ensure that global temperature rise does not go beyond 1.5 degrees. Reflecting on his visit to the Caribbean in 2017, in the aftermath of the devastation of hurricanes Irma and Maria, he stated, "Years of hard-won development gains were destroyed in Barbuda and Dominica in only a couple of days." He noted that it was not the first time the Caribbean was faced with such devastation and loss and the immense challenge of rebuilding while safeguarding development achievements, and called on the region to work collectively to address the issue of rising global temperatures. The UN Secretary General extended an invitation to governments and the private sector to present plans at his Action Climate Summit in 2020 to cut greenhouse gas emissions by 45% by 2030 and to carbon neutrality by 2050. Other issues that were high on the agenda of the three-day CARICOM meeting in St. Lucia were the deteriorating situation in Haiti and implementation of measures to enhance the CARICOM single market and economy, considered the most viable platform to support the region's growth and development, as well as regional and foreign relations. And that's all for today. Join us again every Friday for Caribbean-related news, feature reports and music here on Radio Havana Cuba's Caribbean Outlook Show. We'll leave you now with a beautiful song by Cuban singer-composer Pablo Milanes. The title is Buenos Dias, America. We know you will enjoy it. Until next time.
Alrededor, respiro un aire cada vez mejor, que salta el grito de mi corazón hacia esta región. Me he despertado susurrando una nueva canción y mi ventana se llenó de sol. Salgo a buscar el hecho y la razón de tanta emoción. Alrededor, respiro un aire cada vez mejor, que salta el grito de mi corazón hacia esta región. Me he despertado susurrando una nueva canción y mi ventana se llenó de sol. Salgo a buscar el hecho y la razón de tanta emoción. América despierta nuevamente, y no es que sea feliz su despertar, pero es que esta mañana se le advierte su decisión unida de luchar. No dejará al destino y a la suerte la deuda que le tienen que pagar. Enriquece otras vidas con su muerte. Hoy renace y al fin echado a andar. He despertado susurrando una nueva canción y mi ventana se llenó de sol. Salgo a buscar el hecho y la razón de tanta emoción.
Buenas, buenos días, América, ¿cómo estás? Muy buenas. Buenas, buenos días, América, ¿cómo estás? Muy buenas. Buenas, buenos días, América, ¿cómo estás? Muy buenas. Buenos días, América, buenos días, ¿cómo está usted?
Buenos días, América, ¿cómo estás? Muy buenas.
Buenos días, Brasil, mi gigante, ¿cuánto tiempo
buenas,
sin ti adelante?
Buenos días, América, ¿cómo estás? Muy buenas.
Nicaragua sin Somoza sigue más hermosa
buenas,
que ayer.
Buenos días, América, ¿cómo estás? Muy buenas.
Ay, Pila Negra llorando está. De árboles gigantes contra el viento del norte brutal y arrogante.
Buenos días, América, ¿cómo estás? Muy buenas.
Mientras le imploro y lo adulo, me ha de coger por
buenas,
el cuello.
Buenos días, América, ¿cómo estás? Muy buenas.
América mía, nos va aquí la vida buenas, para crecer.
Buenos días, América, ¿cómo estás? Muy buenas.
La unión de la dignidad genera la libertad.
Buenas,
una canción y mi ventana se llenó de sol. Salgo a buscar el hecho y la razón de tanta emoción.